Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Brent Goodfellow reading my column from the September 2008 issue of the CPA Technology Advisor entitled A New Mousetrap. Hopefully you read my recent column discussing surface computing. For those who haven't, I'll attempt to quickly bring you up to speed. Microsoft Surface is the first commercially available touchscreen type computing device in a tabletop form factor. Think of it as an iPhone in a bigger, actually much bigger form factor. What is interesting about the release of this device and the iPhone is our paradigm is slowly changing away from the mouse. Both Microsoft Surface and the Apple iPhone rely on our sense of touch to not only move and select items and applications, but now to modify them. An example would be a photograph or map, which could previously be selected using traditional touchscreen devices. But if you want to zoom, flip, enhance, merge, etc., you needed to get back to the mouse and keyboard or stylus. These devices are beginning to change all that. I mused in that recent article that perhaps we would see a Surface device in an accounting firm, using our touch to open and modify client documents. Microsoft and Apple have been investing in this more natural way for us to interact with our computing devices. The enhancements in the pen and handwriting technology in Windows Vista are evidence of the advances being made in this form of input. Many students are now using tablet and ultramobile PCs to capture notes electronically, which further saves the step of scanning or OCRing handwritten notes. There have been major enhancements to speech recognition also, which although not appropriate for, say, a college class, does provide yet another natural way to interact with our computing devices. Physicians and lawyers have traditionally been the biggest users of dictation, but that dictation required the interim step of transcription. Speech-enabled computing devices will serve to eliminate the transcription step. Every year, the Wall Street Journal hosts an All Things Digital Conference. The conference debuted in 2003 and is affectionately referred to as D plus the number of the conference. So this year's conference is D6. I'm writing this column in May, and so when I say just last night, soon to be ex-Microsoft CSA Bill Gates and current Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer shared the stage and talked about the next version of Windows, now referred to as Windows 7. Obviously, deployment of this version is progressing, and as with previous versions of Microsoft operating systems, they tend to build upon the successes of the past and learn from the failures. The reason I mention all of this background is that during the presentation and discussion of what Windows 7 might look like, there was an interesting demo offered by Julie Larson Green. Interesting for a couple of reasons. Number one, Microsoft has been very careful about talking about the next version of the operating system, for good reason. As Microsoft's Chris Flory noted on the Vista blog, quote, "We know that when we talk about our plans for the next release of Windows, people take action. As a result, we can significantly impact our partners and our customers if we broadly share information that later changes," end quote. And two, because what was shared in this demo felt very much like the Surface platform. So Larson Green proceeds to pull up a brand new application called Touchable Paint and using all 10 fingers began to draw freehand. Then she brought up a photo gallery and again, using her fingers, she selected, zoomed, flipped, well, you get the picture, no pun intended. Anyone vaguely familiar with an Apple iPhone or iPod Touch would be familiar with this functionality. From there, she moved on to a mapping application that called up information from Microsoft's Virtual Earth and allowed her to pan and zoom to a location on the map, in this case, Carlsbad, California. "Search for Starbucks," she said, and since there have got to be thousands of Starbucks, sure enough, multiple pushpins appeared on the map. After the demo, Bill Gates commented that this new technology, referred to as Windows Multitouch, is the beginning of an era of computing based on a new hierarchy of input systems. That may be an understatement, and we most likely won't know for sure until we get a look at Windows 7, which isn't due out until the last part of next year, 2009. As a writer and accounting practitioner, I've become very used to a keyboard and mouse for input, but I don't like to carry on a conversation using instant messaging. I'd rather pick up the phone and have that conversation. So I'm wondering if I'll ever get to that point with PC input devices. That is, will I get to the point where I'd rather write on, talk to, and listen to my PC than move a mouse and type on a keyboard? Okay, this is very early, and much of this flashy functionality may or may not survive to the released version of Windows 7. But it is clear, with recent devices and software from both Apple and Microsoft, that the use of the mouse and ultimately the keyboard is being de-emphasized, especially as technologies for more natural and intuitive methods of interacting with computing devices become useful. And remember, we don't teach our children to type and use a mouse, at least initially. Rather, we teach them to speak, listen, and write.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.